Voters in Western Massachusetts are sending some new people to the Massachusetts legislature. One closely watched race remains too close to call. Two Springfield City Councilors will be heading to Beacon Hill in January to become members of the next state legislature. Adam Gomez, who defeated a five-term incumbent in the September 1st Democratic primary, had no opponent in the general election. His victory is historic. He's the first Latino elected to the state Senate from Springfield and the first Puerto Rican to serve in the Senate.
Well, we're feeling amazing. We're here at campaign headquarters. I'm here joined by with a lot of our Latino community, with my campaign team and family.
Gomez addressed a virtual election watch party held by Hamden County Democrats.
We're looking forward to really hit the ground running to represent Western Massachusetts at the State House.
City Councilor Orlando Ramos, also a Democrat, crushed his opponent, Independent Robert Underwood, and will replace State Representative Jose Tosado in the 9th Hamden District House seat.
It feels great. It was a long, hard-fought battle from when I announced that I was running for State Representative. I put in a lot of hard work and effort into this campaign, and I'm grateful to have the confidence of the voters, and just relieved that that it's, you know, official now, and I'm ready to get to work.
In the 7th Hamden District, the race to succeed longtime State Representative Thomas Petrolotti is too close to call. With more than 22,000 votes counted and all precincts reported, Democrat Jake Oliveira leads Republican Chip Harrington by 134 votes. That district is made up of all of Ludlow and parts of Belchertown, Springfield, and Chicopee. Oliveira said Wednesday morning that he is confident the vote totals being reported now are correct, but he is not claiming victory. Making his first bid for elected office since retiring from a 20-year military career, Republican Kelly Peace of Westfield defeated two other candidates for the open seat in the 4th Hamden House District.
You know, I'm truly humbled by the people of Westfield electing me to be their next representative. And, you know, and I look forward to not just representing the people that voted for me, but all the citizens of Westfield, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, you know, and I hope to hear their concerns so I can represent them down at the State House.
In Holyoke, Patricia Duffy won the election for the 5th Hamden District and will succeed State Representative Aaron Vega. Duffy, who's a legislative aide for Vega, won a three-way Democratic primary in September and faced no Republican opponent. In one of the few contested state Senate races in Massachusetts, Democratic incumbent John Velas defeated Republican John Kane in the 2nd Hamden and Hampshire District. Velas of Westfield defeated Kane to win the seat in a special election last May. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.